Joining us now is Senator Lindsey Graham, who might have a bit of a sunburn today because he was golfing all yesterday with the president. Right, Senator?
Yeah, we had a good time. It's a really, you know, Trump International is just a spectacular golf course. I really had a good time.
Do you guys talk substance when you're out there?
Oh, sure. You know, we were talking about the tax bill. We're talking about immigration. We had lunch. The president's a gracious host. We played with, I got to play with Lexi Thomas's brother, Nick, and first time I've ever won. He shot a 66. I had nothing to do with it, but we won anyway.
Wow, fantastic. So, Senator, we're back at a place we were with the bike path killer, and that is right. Not treating him like a criminal and putting him in our justice system, but treating him like an international terrorist. The president's right. Justice Department told him he had no choice. Now we're back in New York City, this time with a Port Authority bomber. Did this come up at all yesterday? And what do you hope the president does today with the suspected homicide bomber, the first one in America, because the pipe bomb was attached to his body? What do you hope the president, how do the president treat him today?
And that they would hold this man as a suspected enemy combatant, that they would hold him as long as necessary to figure out who he is, what he did, and why. That the last thing I want this guy to hear anytime soon is you have a right to remain silent. I don't want him to remain silent. I don't want to treat him as a common criminal. My niece could convict him. I'm not worried about a conviction. I don't think he needs to go to Gitmo or be tried by military commission yet. That's too early to tell. Hold him under the law of war so you can gather intelligence, find out what made him tick and how he got to where he's at. Did he act by himself? Treated as a act of war, not a common crime. I talked with General Kelly last Thursday. We had a meeting of his national security team. I met with Jeff Sessions after the attack in New York with the bike path guy. They're reevaluating their policies. I've been urging the administration to reject the Obama model of treating acts of terrorism as common crimes.
Okay. Now, I imagine General Kelly, not being a legal mind but a military mind, would sympathize with you and agree with you. But we understand the Attorney General got pushback from the people in the Justice Department that he didn't have the ability to do this. Has he been disabused of that?
I think so. Jeff Sessions and I led the charge. Now, we captured bin Laden's son-in-law. Can you imagine what information he had available to us? Within just 3 or 4 days, he was read his Miranda rights, put into federal court, and he started plea bargaining. What I want to do is hold people like this as suspected enemy combatants under the law of war. There's two Supreme Court cases right on point. You have the legal ability to hold a suspected terrorist as a terrorist, to gather information, to protect the nation from future terrorist attacks. You just got to have the political will to use it. President Obama rejected the idea that terrorism was more than just a mere crime. He looked at terrorists as just criminals in another form. I look at them as soldiers of radical Islam designed to destroy our way of life. And when you capture a soldier, I want to find out as much as we can about them and how to prevent future attacks. They have all the legal authority they need. I want to compliment the president of changing the rules of engagement regarding ISIL. We're on the offense now. We've unleashed the military, but we're still using the Obama criminal justice model when it comes to interrogation and detention, and we need to break from Obama. Mr. President, break from Obama on this case.
Understood. Have you called him today?
No. He's a very busy man. I met with the Justice Department about 2 weeks ago to talk about this.
I know, but something has to happen today. Remember last time we were on the air when they decided to bring him to the criminal justice system?
Yes.
So, I mean, now's the time, or else you're going to get Mayor de Blasio, let me take a nap and not be bothered the rest of the day, take over this, and we're all going to be in more danger tomorrow. This is the holiday season. Yep. This guy almost pulled off a massive attack.
Right. I couldn't agree. Well, what do we want to know? Maybe he is just a radicalized guy over the internet. Maybe he's acting alone. Maybe he's not. But I want to know what got him to the point that he put a bomb on his body and tried to kill people. I want to find out what makes these people tick. You can't do that under the criminal justice model. I've been a military lawyer for 30 years. When you capture a soldier of the enemy forces, you don't worry about prosecuting them. You worry about keeping them off the battlefield and gathering intelligence. We can prosecute him later. Anybody could convict this guy. I want to spend quality time with him, understanding what makes him tick, and find out if he's part of anything bigger out there. So the Trump administration, to their credit, took my criticism seriously. I met with the Attorney General. I met with General Kelly. I met with the Homeland Security folks, and they are seriously looking at coming up with a protocol to deal with these cases like we're at war, not just fighting a crime. We'll see what they do.
All right. We're talking to Senator Lindsey Graham. Senator, is there anything that, you know, without giving up private information, but when you're with the president for at least 6-8 hours, you are a person of substance and experience, and the president's of substance without much experience in the political world, what kind of things do you notice about the president, his approach to these things, the frustration level with the Russian investigation? What kind of things could you tell us without giving up top secrets that went on yesterday?
Well, let me just say this about President. He is beginning to get the rhythm of Washington. The tax bill was handled completely different than health care. He sat down with individual senators in small groups. He listened to their concerns. He's working to get them to yes. When it comes to fighting the war on terror, he's got the right attitude. I'm going to take the gloves off. I'm going to go after these people. I'm going to keep the war over there so it won't come here. He understands North Korea to be an existential threat. He understands the Iran deal sucks. We agree on a lot. He wants an immigration deal. He wants to secure the border. I think he'll be fair to the DACA kids. So we talked a lot about deals to be made. And one thing I wanted to tell the president is I want to be an ally where I can. I love the way you're rebuilding the military. I love the fact that you're going on offense. We talked a little bit about terrorism and what's coming to our shores. So President Trump is getting better every day at his job. We're about to pass a tax cut. I hope we can get a deal on immigration and we'll secure our border and give these kids, DACA kids, a second chance on life. So it was a very pleasant conversation. I think he's getting better every day at being president of the United States.
Okay, a couple of things. It looks like he and Senator Corker have made amends. They had a long conversation last weekend. He had joined me late last week. Is that important?
Yes. See, Senator Corker is a smart man. He is a principled guy. And listen to Bob Corker. If you can agree, fine. If you can't, that's okay, too. The one thing I told the president, I've been with President Obama and Bush and how they interact. I've never seen anybody any better in small meetings than President Trump. He understands taxes very well. He's learning his job. He had no experience in Washington. He understood that it was broken, and he's trying to bring about a new way of doing business. So if he can repair the damage with Senator Corker, that will be good for the country. It'll be good for the party. He's working with Jeff Flake. Jeff is part of the group on immigration. So I see the president basically becoming the deal maker that he could be, that I've always thought he could be. He's getting much more comfortable with the job. And on the national security side, I am very pleased. He's frustrated by the Russian investigation, but it's a process, and we just got to let it go where it goes. But it's time now for a special counsel to look at the Democrats. Was this dossier that was paid for by the Democratic Party, was it used to obtain a warrant? If so, that really bothers me. I think we need a special counsel to look at Uranium One, Fusion GPS, and any activity between the Justice Department and Fusion GPS. I really think we need a special counsel to look at the Democrats.
I don't want to impress you, but I will. I read the lead editorial for the Wall Street Journal today. Okay, I said it. And in it, they call out Christopher Wray, the president's selection for the FBI. He spent 4 hours deflecting the question from the House Judiciary Committee, led by Bob Goodlatte, on whether the dossier was used to get a FISA warrant. He would not answer.
Right.
He said, "I haven't seen that." And there is a There's an inspector general report. That should not stop him from honestly answering that question. He is not personally culpable for it. It's a yes or no answer, and it should be produced. That's inexcusable because it would be illegal. If you use this opposition research to unmask Mike Flynn or anybody else, that's a problem. What is Chris Wray's problem? In fact, here's the question and answer.
Director, did Peter Strzok help produce and present the application to the FISA court to secure a warrant to spy on Americans associated with the Trump campaign?
Congressman, I'm not prepared to discuss anything about a FISA process in this setting.
Did Peter Strzok, was he involved in taking that to the court?
I'm not going to discuss in this setting anything to do with the FISA court applications.
Why? Hey, does he say, well I'll answer you behind closed doors? He clearly is not answering behind anybody's door.
Well, they're probably trying to create a process where classified information would be discussed in a classified setting. But here's what I will tell you. I am going to do everything in my power to push the Justice Department to appoint a special counsel to look at all things regarding Fusion GPS, the dossier, and Uranium One, and this biased FBI agent who was in charge of the Clinton email scandal investigation. I'm also going to get an answer to the question that you just had on the show here. It is unacceptable for the Department of Justice not to answer a question as to whether or not a dossier paid for by a political party was used as a basis of a warrant, and did they tell the judge, oh, by the way, this dossier was prepared by somebody paid by a political party. I need to know the answer to that. That is a corruption of our system if that's the way it happened. And you're going to get an answer to that, or they're not going to get any more people appointed to the Department of Justice. I don't know who's in charge of the Department of Justice, but they're going to answer that question, or we're going to shut down the entire confirmation process.
I'll put it this way. Say what you want about President Obama's administration. They were airtight with their Justice Department. They want to get something done or not done, they did it. This is the president's Justice Department, and they can't get anything done. This Rod Rosenstein, he now has to go in front of the Judiciary Committee next week. He could get all this information. He's the deputy. We have the attorney general is appointed by the president. He is not able to get these answers. What am I missing?
You're not missing much. I talked to Rosenstein last week, and I said, listen, I think the American people need to know everything Russia did and all political party involvement with Russia, because I want to make sure they don't do it again, the Russians.
Yeah.
Did the Democratic Party hire a research group that hired a foreign agent to compile a dossier that came from Russia on President Trump that was used as a basis of a warrant against the Trump administration? That, to me, is an important question that must be answered, and we're going to get the answer.
Senator Lindsey Graham, always great. Thanks so much.